new study from the University of Cambridge has found that making music in classrooms using computer coding could revolutionise the teaching of both subjects. Teenagers have been trying out a system called Sonic Pi, which uses the same techniques that professional computer programmers use to make websites to create their own tunes. Greya Jackson went to the Sonic Pi Summit, a meeting of teachers, music makers and programmers, to meet Sonic Pi inventor Sam Aaron.
One of the things that we're learning as a society is the importance of programming for creating new ways of interacting with the world around us. And that can help support the current activities to make them more efficient, but it can also give us new possibilities and new ways to express ourselves.
Tell me what you initially set out to do.
So I built Sonic Pi to make it easier to get a creative engagement with programming. I built a very simple system which allowed you to make simple beeps and to time the beeps and to change the sound of the beeps. But through that, we were able to teach fundamentals of programming. So we were able to teach iteration, so doing things a number of times, like five times. Or you can teach basic conditionals, so if this is the case, then do that, otherwise do something else. Now, all these things are really valuable for creating music, but also they're all fundamental computing constructs. So we're actually sneaking in some computing whilst we're learning how to do music.
I was going to say, is this something that you actually use in coding rather than just it being a nice fancy gimmick to involve creativity in coding?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the fancy gimmick is just a way of sneaking in the programming. And what they're actually using is a professional programming language to do all this stuff in. And so the skills they're learning to make the music are skills which are absolutely applicable in the industry, which is quite exciting.
Can we have a play?
Absolutely. So here I've got a very basic, what I call a live loop. And in that loop, we're just playing the note 50 and sleeping for a second. So if I start it off, we should hear it. It's just beeping like that now. And what would you like it to do? Is it too low? Is it the wrong kind of sound? Is it going too slowly?
A little bit slowly, I think, for my taste.
You want to make it go a bit faster. So to make it go faster, well, if we're sleeping for 1 second between each note, so shall we go down to half?
Why not?
So if we put in half there and I reevaluate the code, you can hear it now going faster. Another thing we could do is that note might be a bit too long, so we could reduce the length of the note. So we can use what's called an envelope to reduce the amount of time that note lasts for. So if I put release 0.1 seconds, we can hear it's going very short. This is a very bassy note, so maybe we want to take it up a couple of octaves. It's quite nice. But maybe I want to add some reverb. We'll have echo going. I can change the phase duration of the echo. And then that's the same note every time, so maybe you want to choose a random note. So if we choose a note from chord E3 or E2 minor. It's a bit too low as an octave, so maybe go up an octave. Make it go faster. Get rid of the echo. And then we can start playing around with different synthesizers. So that's the basic beep sounds. And how about a saw wave? Or the prophet wave? And that sounds nice at different cutoffs.
So I should add, you are literally just typing very simple. Well, oh well.
How many lines?
I wouldn't say.
Nine lines.
Nine lines. Not very much at all. And it's very much what I imagine as a non-computing coding person, what it would look like on the back end of a website or an app.
Exactly how it is. I mean, it's the same kind of code. Ruby is actually used often, has been used quite a lot recently to make websites with. So it's the same language you might write your business logic in. Here I'm using to write and configure synthesizers and effects.
What struck me was that it was a lovely fusion of disciplines, something that is often missing from the classroom when the days are divided by the hour, with maths in first period, art in second. What I was keen to know, though, was could you actually create a half-decent song using Sonic Pi?
Well, hello, I am Skull Eyes from Swamp Thing, and we are one of the artists who was invited to create a music video for the Sonic Pi project.
And what's the track that you're playing here today?
The track's called In Thread.
So you can create music, but can you learn to code with Sonic Pi? Is it more than just a gimmick? And could children go on to build their own websites or apps having played around with Sam's creation? Pam Bernard from the Faculty of Education at Cambridge, whose research on Sonic Pi was released just this week.
We've found that young people learn differently, they work differently, they think differently, engage differently when they're coding. I've taught in classrooms in secondary schools and primary schools for 15 years, and I've not seen the nature of this engagement. It's an engagement with a technology that is not about playing the outside of something, but actually programming from the inside.
But is this just more than a bit of fun? What are students actually coming away with?
I think there's this sort of the whole contemporary aspect of being able to code and control as a young digital learner. This is very comfortable for them, though there are risks, the risk being that their code crashes.
What do we mean by risk, and is that necessarily a good thing?
The risk-taking actually launched them into a different space, a learning space where to take risks meant that they were actually being creative. They were problem-solving out of crashes with codes. And these code crashes, like a sort of, you know, car crash, is pretty exciting. And then to kind of solve the problem and to be able to perform on is one of the big things it was doing. And that's why one of the findings is that it engages in diverse and new learning pathways.
Music from the Sonic Pi, ending that report from Greg Jackson at the Sonic Pi Summit. Must be the first time, Ginny, that people can actually legitimately turn up with their laptop to a club and not get laughed at.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and me, Ginny Smith,